buy the read option thing. I think that was a fad. Defensive coordinators will figure that out. No, I think if you want to win, and again, the Ravens and the 49ers proved it, you have to play basic fundamental football. You have to be able to run the ball late, run the ball late in the season, run the ball late in games, and you have to play defense. I think that's the model. You know, you need your quarterback to make plays, but you can't put the whole thing on the quarterback. Last year, the quarterbacks that threw for 300 yards in a game were 63 and 69. You can't throw to win. You have to run the ball, play defense to win, and that's where the Packers have to get better.
Okay, the read option thing. Your thoughts on it. Can it succeed? Why do these coaches, Jim Harbaugh is obviously a very good coach. Why does a Chip Kelly believe that they can ask their quarterbacks to run with the ball and they won't get hurt?
Because they did it in college. And the pro game is still new to them. It will be new to Chip Kelly. And again, you saw in the Green Bay game, Kaepernick ran the ball 18 times. The next week, he ran it twice. I think these coaches want the threat of a run. Not necessarily a running quarterback, but the threat of a run. And I think the 49ers have that with Kaepernick. I think the best coaching in the NFL is on the defensive side of the ball. They're handcuffed. The rules are all against them, yet they find a way to succeed. Last year, these coaches had not any tape on the run option. Now they got a full season of tape of Griffin, Kaepernick, and Wilson. They're going to know how to better defend it. I thought the Ravens did a pretty good job of showing people how to defend it, attack the handoff. You read them. Don't let them read you. And I think it'll catch up with them. I think if you want to run your quarterback 15 times, you better have a second and a third guy that can run that offense.